Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Seriously, I really do appreciate the time. I mean, you guys send me emails and, you know, and the text messaging. And again, if you want to be part of the text message, if you'd rather have a text alert as opposed to an email, simply text TRS, right, the real side, TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And you know what? Again, you can stop anytime you want to. But some of you complain about emails. There you go, text messaging. Real simple. I don't know of any plan now that has limits on text messages. I don't think there's limits on much of anything except for data use now. And I'm sure eventually that will go away. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, you know, I love to say this, and I bask in it almost. But if you think about this, the Democrats run California. They own this place. They cannot back away from that. And when you look at crime in California, you know, they've got it all figured out. Crime is on the rise in California. Retail theft is skyrocketing. And the Policemen's Association, the chief of police, they blame it on a law that the Democrats passed back in, I think, 2014. And the law basically said, it is not a felony to steal, to run out of a store with less than $900 in goods. So load up your shopping cart, people. Right. You've seen the videos on social media, right? Local news groups, people rushing into a store, grab armfuls of merchandise, they run back out again. Very hard to identify groups like that. CBS 13 in California, they decided to do a story on this. And after searching through a bunch of police reports, they found that while the rate of these grab and crash crimes is on the rise, the rate of arrests is way down. So they went to the law enforcement and they said, hey, what the heck's going on here? What are you guys? Why aren't you guys arresting these people? Now, this is a boldness. He went on to say this is a boldness like they've never seen before. That's Lieutenant Mark Donaldson of the Vacaville Police Department. He said, total disregard for fellow human beings. They stomp all over each other. Even small mom and pop stores where they go in, they steal a bunch of stuff, and they go running out again. He said these crimes have evolved into more than just shoplifting. It's an organized retail theft, he says. They come in big groups of people. They wipe the place out or they steal a lot, and then they leave again. Now, remember, the law says if you steal under $900, it's a misdemeanor. You get a slip or what have you. And usually the fine or whatever they levy against you is less money than what you've stolen. Now, cities like Vacaville with outlets and shopping, they have these big outlets out there. You know, main manufacturers have their outlets out there. And they're near major freeways. So they're good targets for this because you can get in, you can get out fast, you hop on the freeway, and you crank. My point here to a degree is that these California Democratic legislators have decided that this makes sense. Let's give less punishment, less time to people who steal. Because, you know, they're not violent crimes. Even when they hit each other over the head with bottles, that's not a violent crime. Police say that these suspects, they often target stores with easy access. So if you see these big malls, these big places next to a freeway, you're almost entitled to stay away from them because you might be pummeled by some of these people. And they know the law. And so he went on to explain that theft under $950 is now a misdemeanor, meaning that most get a written citation, a court date, and they're released again. The chief of police also said that the it's a growing problem because of this Prop 47 law. He said, I think if you would ask most in law enforcement, it's had a significant impact on why they're experiencing this. He says, it's known as, now think about something. They passed this law. They sold it to the people as a Safe Neighborhood and School Act. And I was right. It was 2014, and it was intended to keep non-violent criminals out of crowded prisons. But seriously, do you really think that somebody is willing to steal $950 or $949.99 worth of goods? It's not going to knock somebody over, pound somebody if they get in their way. It'd be one thing if they left it at the amount of $450, but they didn't. They raised it to $950 as the ceiling, the limit. Now, since 2014, the police records show that the annual loss to retail theft in his area alone, Vacaville, California, has doubled. Now, why would it double if this was supposed to make things safer, better? See, this is why we think they've got mental issues. Because everything that makes sense, they go 180 degrees and do the exact opposite. We don't want a wall. We don't want to, because by not having a barrier to keep out people will make us safer. I don't know how that works. By taking guns away from law-abiding citizens, that'll make us safer. I don't know how that works. By not incarcerating, by not threatening with jail, people that steal stuff out of your store, there's retail theft, that somehow will make us safer. By not sending back criminals, illegal aliens, by not removing them from neighborhoods and sending them back, that'll make us safer. I don't know how much crack you have to smoke to have any of that make sense. Let me know when we come back. Sandra Gibb joins me on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though, so now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem, I don't stop, not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, right? You know, it's my favorite word. We want to be part of the solution, not the problem. Anyway, let's get to it. I know you've been waiting for him. You could care less about me. Okay, we're back at it like we are every Friday, and I always appreciate his time with me. Xander Gibb joins me. From, you know, I don't know where this term came from, but I like it. From across the pond. And Xander, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
You know, what is this thing now? This Brexit thing's been going on forever. Can we just flush the toilet and get this over with? I mean, these guys, again, I hear every day. I heard that, what was his name? Boris, did he bamboozle the Queen into allowing him to, temporarily suspend Parliament, is what I hear through the Supreme Court there in England?
Well, they say this, but I think the Queen is a lot cleverer than this. And I don't think she would have allowed this to happen if it wasn't legal. But I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's like when certain members of the Supreme Court in the United States are more concerned with their political leanings than they are concerned with what is the law. I feel this is what has happened here. Because this, I do not feel the Queen would have gone along with this if she felt it was illegal. And I'm not a legal scholar, so I can't tell you if it was or was not. But I don't think she would have gone along with it if she felt it was illegal.
You think they were trying to maybe cover for her in her old age, thinking maybe she wasn't quite with it, and just say, you know, he lied to her or told, you know, just flat out lied to her?
No. Well, no, I think they were trying to do exactly what they've been doing to Donald Trump for the last 3 years in the United States. The liberals, the left, are actually doing everything in their power to stop the leader effecting change and making changes that actually will benefit us all. Because you can't tell me that the Labour Party, you know, which are equivalent to the Democrats, are not getting something in return for failing to ensure that the British people get the best deal possible.
Yeah, again, people don't realize, though, that it's not, you don't have a constitution, not a written one anyhow.
No. Right?
And so you don't necessarily have or share or enjoy, as they say, the same rights that we do from a constitutional standpoint. So, again, I don't understand if the will of the people, was that just a suggestion? Or is it that the parliament is actually supposed to carry this out now?
Well, I don't know, because it's funny when they say we're in a constitutional crisis in the UK. How can you be in a constitutional crisis if you don't have a constitution? And the thing is that, you know, the ideology is, the reason they had a referendum is to ensure the will of the people took place. You know, the people won that one. And the idea was to leave Brexit.
Yep.
And 3 years on, to leave Europe via Brexit, and 3 years on, they've done nothing.
No, I think it's, listen, I get a real big kick out of this. You know, show you how ignorant some people are. I don't know if you remember this, but I think it was last year we were doing stories on, there were some uprisings going on there in London, and there were some things happening, and the thing I thought was the funniest was you had Americans over there calling black people African Americans. Like everybody that was black is referred to as African Americans, no matter where they are on the planet. And they go, come on, people, get a grip, get some knowledge, or keep your mouth shut, you know?
But I don't like this ideology of using anything before the word of American, the word American, because it detracts from how American you actually are. I mean, are you an Italian-American, Joe, or are you just an American?
I refer to myself as an American of Italian descent, you know,
right,
at times.
But that's different.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's got a whole different meaning, you know?
Yeah.
But it's funny because, you know, especially today in the world where culture is such a big thing, cultural appropriation and all this other crap that goes down, it's like, look, here's the deal. Yeah, I'm an American. Through and through, American. Born on this soil, right? But I'm not ashamed of my heritage either. I'm not ashamed of my mom and dad's, you know, Italian background and why my grandparents came here. And I think that, kind of at times, depending on the conversation, now most of the time, obviously, I say I'm an American, right? But depending on the conversation or where I'm at or what I'm doing, I have no problem saying I'm an American of Italian descent, nor I'm sure you're the same way, where you wouldn't have a problem if somebody said, look, I'm an American of Mexican descent or French descent or whatever.
Well, I'm not Mexican or French, but
thank God.
I get it.
Yeah.
Well, look at Sammy Davis Jr. You know, he was a black guy and used to get really concerned when people used to say, you're an African American. He's like, I've never even been to Africa. I'm from Puerto Rico. You know, we cannot label, you know, I thought the left was about letting people choose their own.
Oh no no no! Don't
labels.
Live that lie.
Oh wait, because that's only if you are a liberal.
That's
it's okay to choose everybody else's.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's like what's going on in D.C. right now. You look there and you go, okay, so, I mean, Joe Biden is a perfect example. If you're a registered Democrat, lifelong Democrat, no law applies to you. You can get away with any inference. Anything that you do is fine and well. And as a Republican, right, and Trump's not even a lifelong Republican, but as a registered Republican, you can't even infer. Or even if something smells like it might be, you know, you're asking somebody to look into somebody else's past, all of a sudden you've committed treason. That double standard is shining with mega wattage, don't you think?
Yeah, I definitely do. But I think that Donald Trump was right. You know, if there was a concern that that something had gone on, it was for them to investigate, you know, Hunter Biden.
Right.
Because let's face it, there's been a lot of cover-up with that guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Continual. It never stops. I don't know. It makes you wonder sometimes, you know. I started to go down that road last night. I had to stop myself on the show because you're saying to yourself, look, it almost is as long as you're anti-American, the Dems are good with you.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me what one policy they have is directly aimed at the advancement of America. And I heard one Democrat pundit last night talking about, again, comparing Trump to Germany or to Hitler by saying he's a nationalist. But he's not a national socialist, you moron. I know, and they never stop. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host with Xander Gibb. He's not going anywhere. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Democrats took their first concrete steps in the impeachment investigation of President Donald Trump, issuing subpoenas demanding documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and scheduling legal depositions for other State Department officials. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi framed the impeachment inquiry as a somber moment for a divided nation. She said on NBC, "This is no cause for joy." Even Republicans are stepping forward, saying they think it's time to get something done. Republican Governor of Massachusetts Charlie Baker
had this to say.
Based on the stuff that I've read, it's a deeply disturbing situation and circumstance, and I think the proper role and responsibility for Congress at this point is to investigate it and get to the bottom of it.
The White House acknowledged that a record of the Trump phone call is now at the center of the impeachment inquiry and has been sealed away in a highly classified system at the direction of Trump's National Security Council lawyers. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just get to it. We're back at it with my buddy Xander Gibb, who joins us every week to kind of help us close the week down and get ready for the weekend. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
You know, with all this global cooling, warming, and what have you where you're at, what's the weather like this time of year? And
it's rained all week. This week, you know, it's just like constant, like the rainy season,
but that's
monsoon.
That's the norm for England, though, isn't it?
No, we've had some really nice weather during the summer, but, you know, with all this non-global warming, non-global thing, you know, you just never know.
Well,
you know. I'm sorry, I have to take Snipes at it because I just, it's just so ridiculous that it's imperative to do so. You're spoiling the world.
There was an article. you're gonna add that to your credits file for movies.
I thought she was auditioning to be a Bjork impersonator. I really did.
Well, I thought it was funny. We couldn't make fun of her, right? We couldn't speak ill of her. We couldn't because she has autism and she has this and she I don't know all kinds of stuff they said she had. Remember that young lady that was imitating AOC? And doing a pretty darn good job,
death
too,
threats
right?
And everything, yeah.
Oh, and where was the left? Did they come out and say, oh, wait a minute.
No,
you can't
of course
do
not, because she's not a liberal.
Yeah.
Look at the guy who was, had death threats, the 16-year-old, just for smiling. You know, how dare you smile in the face of Nathan... Whatever.
Yeah, I know, right. God bless.
It's just become, it's this constant double standard that really just bites your face off every time you dare. You've heard me, I even impersonate Donald Trump. I even say things about Donald Trump, but not out of disrespect, but that's what a comedian's job is.
Oh, yeah.
And that girl, that was so scripted the other day, you know, She's an actress. She has a page on IMDb. She's a professional actress. And when people I respect her say, oh, it's made me view global warming in such a different way, I'm like, oh, shut the heckity up.
Because she emotionally cried, right?
Yeah.
Because she emotionally lied. I mean, seriously. I mean, you're taking my childhood away. You know, honey, you eat better, live better, and have better clothes the 90% of the world. Why don't you just start sending your... You care so much about kids? Start sending some of your little white privilege stuff. I mean, how come that wasn't brought up? Isn't she white? Isn't she part of white privilege?
Yeah, she said about her white privilege, which I just thought was hilarious. I mean, you know, as well as that, what is she doing with her fees from all her acting and speaking? What is she doing
Good
with
question.
That?
Who's she feeding? Yeah, got it.
Yeah. Is it going into her college fund, or is she paying into the, you know, the National Negro College Fund? I would really like to know.
Unreal.
I think that's a fair question.
I'm with you. I agree with you. You won't get an argument from me. No, it's just amazing. All right. Let's lighten things up a bit.
You're spoiling things for me, Joe. Hurry along.
All right. Let's have a little bit of fun with this. I mean, of all the money that we spend, you know, for research and development and what have you, we just found out that the scientists just found a worm with three sexes that carries its offspring like a kangaroo. I mean, this is very important. And what I find interesting about this whole thing is there like a survey? Is there does it fill out a form? I mean, how does this work? I mean, three sexes. It has both male and female members of the species, as well as a hermaphrodite. I thought a hermaphrodite was a little of both, or a lot of both. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, anyhow, and it was found. Guess where it was found?
Facebook?
California. Well, same thing. California. They found this new species in California, which I find interesting because I guess you can find just about anything in California. My dad says, this is the land of fruits and nuts, and boy, are they not kidding. You know? But really, seriously, I mean, with all the money we spend on this stuff, is this the first thing we go looking for?
I think it depends. I think you've hit the nail on the head. It depends on what you're looking for.
There you go.
I mean, what are they trying to prove?
I have no idea. You know, in reading the article, they were looking at the pH levels that some species are able to survive in, right? But why this is such a big... Because nowhere in the article, again, does it say, and this is important because... Or this is a reason, the reason that it's able to survive is because of this, this, and this. It's mentioned almost as, I guess they get more grant money by mentioning that. I have no idea. I don't even, this stuff just boggles the mind, you know. And then you and I were joking earlier about the new doll from Mattel that has come out, right? The gender-neutral doll. And now, you had made a comment, and I thought the same thing at first. I'm thinking, okay, I remember when you were kids and you'd... You would dress them, you know, you'd take in their clothes. This doesn't sound right, but you take their clothes off to dress other dolls up the same way. And that's really the funny thing about it is you know, G.I. Joe, for all intents and purposes, is a doll, period.
Yeah.
And it had nothing, there was nothing there, so you could say, oh, yeah, that's a male doll. I mean, if you ripped the head off, you almost couldn't tell the difference between the two dolls. Except that, I think, what's her name, had two little lumps where they had some extra plastic or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you couldn't tell the difference. And now Mattel says that they're doing this to be more inclusive. And I'm thinking to myself, and again, I hope nobody takes this the wrong way, but let's just talk about this truly and honestly from a marketing standpoint. In most cases, a transgender kid with those toys and those dolls, you can't tell what they are for real. If you dress them in different clothes, whatever, they got short-haired dolls, long-haired dolls, and what have you. In the marketing world, in the manufacturing world, they would never produce a product that would only sell to, let's just 2% of the population, right? If they're shooting for kids, if it would only appeal to 2% of the children, they wouldn't make the product. This is when I look at stuff like this; it's almost like they're going out of their way to make a statement.
Ernest, why do kids need to even know about this?
I'm with you.
You know, it's not that I want to make these people out to be bad or wrong or any of those things. But why do 5 and 6 and 7 year olds need to ever be confronted with sexuality at such a young age?
Right.
That was Freudian, wasn't it? I said a young age, but that was apt both ways.
Well, they're trying to help push against the pink and blue attitude, is what they're calling it. Millennial parents have been screaming for years that Why do they have pink aisles? Why do they have blue aisles? Why can't just everything be gender neutral till the kid decides what he wants to do? I find that just disgusting in so many levels. If you believe in God, it's one thing. If you believe in Mother Nature, you know, it's still the same thing. It's like Mother Nature went out of its way for eons and eons and eons to make sure things were done a certain way, and you've decided to step in and tell Mother Nature and God that they're wrong, right?
Yeah.
It's like that woman that killed her cat. I thought it was hilarious. She was bawling. We did this story a couple of years ago. She tried to turn her cat into a vegetarian, and it died. Okay? I mean, it died of starvation.
I'm sorry.
You have to laugh because that's exactly the left's attitude. It's like, I know what's right for you.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's up there going, you needed to feed it and feed it the way I designed it. You know, that's like when they pull into a gas station, they put water in a gas tank and can't figure out why the car's not running. Well, I want it to run on water. Too bad. You didn't make the car.
Don't you think we need to institute a stupid tax? I mean, that's the next thing. Mind you, liberals would be penniless, wouldn't they? Let's face it.
I guess they would be. But I look at stuff like this and go, do you really believe it's like beating a woman into loving you, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
They think they're going to force you into doing something and get you to buy into it. It's not how you get people to buy into things. I don't know.
I think the bigger concern is that the one major companies are buying into this. It has to be about profit because it's not like they're making a difference or changing the world, is it?
That's true. You're right there. You're right.
I'm always right.
All right. Yeah. We'll have to go have the door made wired so you can get in and out with your head, right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. Don't go far. We're going to help Xander get in and out of the room now that his head's so big because he's always right. We'll be back in a second. I always appreciate Xander. And now, don't you guys go sending me a whole bunch of nasty stuff because you know I'm only teasing him, okay? Xander can stick up for himself. He doesn't need your help. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. After the break, you will see the real side.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Listen, get at it, because I know you're here to hear him, not me. We're back with our buddy Xander Gibb. Always appreciate the time that he spends with us, kicking off the weekend. I love having a guy of his caliber and intellect on the show with me. It's good for me, because I learn.
You do?
I do. Yeah. I mean, what can I tell you? Hey, listen. We have, California loves to be number one pretty much with everything, right? We learned a few weeks ago that we were number one in the amount of homeless people that we have. We were number one in a poverty level in the United States. And now I find out that over half of U.S.'s homeless people live in California, right? And they don't just live in California. They live in Southern California. The majority of
why does this not surprise me?
I know, right? You're not even scratching your head going, how did that happen?
No. Well, my next question, though, would be how many of them are illegal?
Yeah. I'm sure that if you went from door to door to door, some of them, look, a lot of these people have mental health issues. Now, you can't say that because people get all, squirrely and they get upset at you for saying stuff like that. But you say, wait a minute, why not deal with the real issue? Why do we have to hide everything? We got to the point now where you've got people saying stuff about themselves that in the old day, you and I have done these stories, trans species, what was the other one? People who've actually had healthy limbs removed because they don't feel like that limb belonged to them. They should have lost that years ago or something like that. But we've done these crazy stories. And why isn't a doctor or whoever, that one fellow that spent $70,000 on plastic surgery to make himself look like a leopard. Where is the doctor going, son, you don't need plastic surgery. You need mental health.
Because I think some plastic surgeons, as part of their ethics, get to a point where they say, I can't work with you anymore. But then they'll go and find some sucker. I mean, some other plastic surgeon who will give them what they desire. Because surely there has to be a limit to what you would allow someone to do to you. And especially things like that. I mean, I know a child that has lost her leg due to cancer. So for them to be having that done for elective reason, it makes my mind blow. It really does.
Well, they liken it to one of the stories that we were doing. They liken it to, some people who survive a crash or survive a catastrophic incident. And they walk around for years going, why me, Lord? How come you saved me? Why did I survive that and my two sisters didn't? I mean, I don't understand it. I get it, but I don't really understand that mindset. But they're thinking the same way. They've got people who think they don't deserve a limb. And I'm going to go back to it again. The doctors believe that by removing the limb, it's going to mentally help them. But it doesn't.
Yeah.
The majority of them don't come out of that funk, out of that depression. I don't know. I this is beyond what would Oblamo say? This is beyond my pay grade.
Well, that could be anything. I mean, community organizers do have a ceiling too, Joe. But I have to say, don't write in because this is just commentary. But a lot of doctors will tell you that they feel the trans issue is actually a mental health issue rather than one of an actuality, an actual thing that's wrong.
Yep. Well, they still call it gender dysphoria. They haven't changed that.
Yeah. No.
Right?
Under the what's it called? The
AMA
I can't remember.
I don't know what they are. Anyhow. But no, I hear what you say. But again, if it truly, truly, truly is a normal condition, it wouldn't be listed. It wouldn't be a dysphoria. Be able to get reimbursed from the insurance company for sure.
No.
For mental health issues. But again, to your point, you're not making fun of anybody. I'm not either. I'm just trying to understand something.
No.
For years, they've been on cases, on our cases as Christians, especially to buy into science. Whatever science says is real, whatever science says is true, and we're considered, backwards if we don't buy into science. And yet, science says there's only two sexes. There's only two genders. I don't get it.
No.
I'm thoroughly confused.
Well, whenever anyone says it's a scientifically proven fact, I want to know which scientist and which, university. Because it's easy for people to say this kind of thing. The thing is that I might disagree with lots of things, but it doesn't mean I hate someone or
that's right,
because we get this all the time, don't we?
Yep.
We talk about these things because we hate certain sections of the community, and I love everybody except these Italian Americans.
I agree with you there.
but seriously, I do, and the thing is that just because I disagree, it does not make me a hater, and it's a very despondent world that we live in when people label you in such a way. Just for disagreeing.
But it shuts down the conversation, doesn't it? I mean, it really,
yeah.
If your label is a hater for not liking or not willing to buy into something, you don't want to be known as a hater. Nobody does. So you kind of shut down it and you don't go there. Remember, the two things you couldn't talk about was what? Religion and politics. Right?
Yeah.
Now it's, you can't talk about anything that makes me feel uncomfortable, period. Or you're a hater.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not on the left, so I guess everything's open. But seriously, when you think about it, it's just, it really has gotten to the point where that's how they shut down the conversation, by trying to make you feel bad.
Yeah, all these xenophobes that disagree with me, it's bad. Really.
I got you. I'm with you on that one. Hey, so here's one you and I had some fun with, too, during the break. And I just don't get this. I don't care who you are. But there's a theological seminary that actually has sessions where it confesses their sins to potted plants. Okay? So up on the stage or up on the altar or whatever they I don't even know what they call it. They have all these potted plants. They look like they're at different stages of death, frankly. So they confess their sins to the plants and tell them how sorry they are for the way they're treating them and the planet and everything else. And I'm thinking to myself, this is supposed to be a Christian seminary. Where in the Bible does it tell us to confess our sins or pray to the creation as opposed to the Creator?
Nowhere.
The book of...
I mean, what are you supposed to do? Go up to the begonia in your home and say, I ate a packet of cookies, and I'm sorry.
I had dandelion salad. I think it might have been your cousin. I'm sorry.
can you get absolution from the begonia there?
I don't know. I don't know.
Go and eat cookies no more.
But do you realize that?
Okay, Mr. Begonia.
But this is what makes us look so stupid. I realize that they do it. The left does this on purpose, where they take the small groups like this. But they're all over the place, and you've got to look at them and shake your head. And it's up to guys like you and me to go, look, that's not biblically correct. I mean, they could do whatever they want. They can worship their old shoes, but it's not biblically correct, right? We're not told to pray to,
no,
pray to France.
I mean, the Bible just teaches that God is everywhere, but I don't think it meant literally in your pot plant.
There you go.
You're not watering your plants regularly. You know, you're not feeding your spirituality.
Oh, do you ask for forgiveness from the pot plants just before you pick it and smoke it? I don't know. I
don't know. You'd have to ask someone else that, because I'm a good person.
I don't do that kind of thing
anymore.
Yes. I just want to be clear about this. I find this. You want to pray to plants. That's your right in this country. You can pray to a rock if you want to. But don't make it sound like this is mainstream Christianity, because it's not. They can't back it up anywhere in the Bible. It can only back it up between in the gray matter in their own brain. All right.
Yeah, I don't get why they think that they can, say these things. And it's kind of trendyism, isn't it, really?
I guess so. I have a different name for it, but I don't know if I can get away with it. But anyhow. All right, so one last kind of lighthearted, funny thing. I think it's lighthearted and funny, because this shows you where they're really trying to push things on us, if you would. But a trans activist is pushing and promoting fake male genitalia for girls under 5 who wish to identify as males, and they can shove the pack, as they're calling it, in their underwear so they can identify as boys. And my question is, at 5, when you were 5, even as a boy, did you really think about your private parts and what you wanted to do with them, other than take a whiz?
No. No, because I don't think at that age you're aware of that it's for more than them.
Thank you. Thank you.
And if you are, then there's something wrong. Because our children are too sexualized as it is.
Right.
You know, without being made to feel that their genitalia is for more than taking a whiz.
Yeah.
Is that too much of a technical?
No, I use that term too. I figure it's But this is where the average person gets to read the clock and find out that we've run out of time. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, XanderGibb.com, XanderGibb.com. When we come back, we're going to hear a little Greta's speech and find out it may not be so new. Got a lot more coming up. Always have a great rest of the day. We'll be back for some of you in just a little bit.